them for DJ Ski. DJ Ski, the girl them say at like 10 cup of tea.
I don't know where this one came from, but never mind.
Platinum plate. Yo, we take about 10 girl per a date. Yo, you don't know a tram line. Are up to the time. Okay?
Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Yeah, sounds like this on a Sunday with Chris Welch through till 7 o'clock. I hope you're doing okay. Hope you're enjoying the heat. It's been hot. And yeah, I've got an interview that I recorded about 3 or 4 weeks ago when Omar, this UK soul legend, came to town, came to play at the Yellow Arch. He's always generous with his time. I think it's the third time I've sat down with him, once for a print interview many, many years ago. I think for Now Then magazine, actually, maybe, possibly. And then another one I did for this show as well, which I can't find. Which was at the Wardrobe. So I try not to ask him the same questions that I've asked him before. Not that he remembered doing interviews with me, so it's all cool. Big shout out to you, Omar. And thanks to Lucia for getting it sorted. Of course, his performance was brilliant. He is just one of the best, sort of multi-talented, and you know, he's been doing this over 40 years, you know what I mean, and that's and still at the top of his game. His brand new album, there's what's it called, brand new album, Brighter Days, yes, of course, Brighter Days is great. It's out via BBE Impressive Collective. You can also, you should also check his anthology if you don't know his music before, but I would go to every single album. I'm going to play you some of the tracks as we go through. And we'll start off with a couple from his brand new album.
Love me more. tried to understand the reasoning. Figured out if it was all down to me. Self-reflection, what I did, this is my poor deal. Just wondering to myself if you have ever done the same, yeah.
Here at Yellow Art Studios on your tour?
Middle of the tour, yeah. We've done 6 or 7 shows thus far. I've been in West Country, Manchester, Cardiff, but really going nice. We did Leeds last night. Yeah, it was great.
That's all we need to know.
This is what I was saying before. It's just great to get to places that I've never been or haven't been there for a while. It's really good to get to, you know, all the places that I'm been to or haven't been to for a while, you know, and to see the love that people have for the music is just amazing. I'm always grateful for that.
Yeah, fantastic. And this is how many years have you been? Is it 40 yet?
41.
41 years.
Yeah, yeah.
41 years. So your first single, because everyone thinks there's nothing like this, but there was stuff before on your dad's label, wasn't there?
That was fifth single. That I'd released. My first was in 85 called Mr. Postman.
Right.
A song that I hated.
What do you mean you hated?
Oh man, I hate this song. Because it was like two weeks after making it, I used to have to do PAs where I used to follow Five Star.
Oh,
Five Star were huge.
At that point.
But I was always going on after them. I don't know why they put me on after. Because everybody's leaving. So I'm singing a song I didn't like. And Peace and Plus People are leaving as well. So I vowed to myself that I would always make music that I would like.
Oh,
actually, that kind of leads on to a question I was going to ask you, which is, I mean, I've always said that I think you've got a completely distinctive sound. I think there's, you hear an Omar tune, you know it's an Omar tune. And it, you know, it's so much so that I think that's something that not all artists have. You know what I mean? Is that deliberate, or does it just come out?
Hell yes. I mean, that was what I always... I mean, from I was a kid, you know, about 14, 15, starting to write songs, I always wanted to make songs. As soon as you hear the first four bars,
yeah,
or even like the first four notes, then you know it's me.
Ah, I like it. Trying to be the man. The man, 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 the man, yeah. Ooh, that something happened to me. Love taught me to calm right down. The last thing I was thinking, it's not made me become a man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is it, something real. Let's get on, don't waste time. I found love and know it's something meant to be me. I don't wanna be the same, cause I feel the need deep in me.
And also to have that rewind factor about it, you know,
yeah,
what I mean? In the black dances and all that, when they play that tune and people go blah blah blah, you have to rewind the tune. That's what I'm always striving for.
That's the aim. That's the aim. And with that, I mean, were there particular artists that influenced you and you kind of thought, even if it's not on your sound entirely, but like on, sure, like you heard them and you thought, I know that's Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
or
I
know,
mean,
that's,
you know, it's,
you know,
Prince, you know, yeah, it's Stevie,
yeah,
you know, it's Michael Jackson, you know what I mean? Or, you know, it's Quincy Jones production, or,
yeah,
that, exactly, it's that kind of specific sound that I've always been striving for. And, you know, it's that everlasting quest.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I do think it gives you music a timeless quality. I was listening to your second album, Music, only the other day. You look a bit younger on that one. If you don't mind me saying, you're still looking good, Omar.
That's,
you
know, 34
I mean, but
that, years ago.
34 years ago, yes, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, I think it's got possibly, I think, one of the best ballads. One of the best ballads. Who chooses the seasons?
Thank you.
The more and more I listen to it, the just better and better it gets.
Why are there no reasons?
How do you manage to keep that signature style but keep things moving on? Because you have, haven't you? You've kind of, it's not, you're not making the same music you were making 30 years ago.
It's just that kind of thing. You get that creative spark. I still get that fire in my belly when I make the music. The excitement, and you think you got that banger as well. And then when you perform it as well, that's another plus that you get, bonus that you get out of making the music. I will always, try to enjoy myself as well. You know, that's the thing. I will never get bored with it. That's when I do get bored with it, and then that's probably when I stop.
Yeah.
But there's always a way to, make the music exciting or try something different. Or, you know what I mean? I'm working with different people. I was just done a tune with Ronnie Size. As well.
Have you? Is this with Danny Wheeler as well? Wheeler?
It's that DJ, yeah.
I've heard just a couple of tunes being played at festivals and they're bangers.
Yeah, I'm telling you, absolutely. So, you know what I mean? You always try and find something new to give it that little spark. Working with people in the studio as well, as well as being solitary, brings out different things as well.
Yeah.
On this album, Brighter Days and There's Much Love in the World was done on a writing weekend that I did with a couple of friends.
Oh, really?
We just went in a studio and just put down a couple of things. Brighter Days, I said, look, I want something Al Green. And that licky here with the guitar at the front,
that's the first thing he has. Got Al Green. Yeah,
that's Ben Jones. You know what I mean? So, killed it with that. Trying to feed my tribe. Hardest Love in the World.
Which I think is my favourite tune on the album.
Okay.
I think that's a stunner.
That's
a stunner. You know,
I'm very happy with that one.
Yeah.
But then after we did that, and then I just thought of Chris Cameron and the string arrangements for it. Because I hadn't used Chris for a little while. He's been, you know, I've been using him since Music.
Yeah.
For his fantastic arrangements. I took the influence of Lujon, Henry Mancini's Lujon, because I said, listen, I need strings like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's exactly what he gave me. He just knows how to arrange it to make it fit.
Yeah.
The music. And yeah, just so
cool. It's got such a beautiful sound to it.
We sing this song from the lover's life for a lover. Oh, yeah. You need it, I need it, we need it, love.
And it's your tenth album, is
ninth.
It? Ninth album.
No, I mean there's loads.
Yeah.
I mean there's anthology.
The anthology.
The compilations and stuff.
Which tune on this current album you think, okay, I'm going to go back and re-release the anthology. I was looking at the tunes on that earlier. And because I was thinking, yeah, these are some of my favourite tunes on here. Although there were a few like Garner Emotion that I thought, right. The anthology, I thought, that should be on there. But it's hard to pick, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
But out of the new album, which ones? On, which ones do you think?
Why
come
would
on.
You do that to
Sorry,
me.
You don't have to
Well, there's much love in the world, definitely. I think, you know what I mean? Because it has that, you know, that Hollywood sparkling quality.
It does.
As well, but you know, there's Brighter Days, there's Lovey Dovey with Eric Robertson and Raheem DeVaughn.
Yeah,
that's another little one.
This is an Omar and Up to Scratch production.
Just depends what mood you're in, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So it's very hard. Doing the anthology, we even had to cut that down for the vinyl.
Yeah, you can't get enough on it.
Oh,
it's ridiculous. Yeah. And I remember like during lockdown, you used to post these videos. Mm. And, you know, and it was quite, obviously music, so tough for musicians during lockdown.
Mm.
But I kind of thought, I wonder if this is how you work. Because it seemed to be quite improvised. You seem to be come up with a melody, or you've gone in with a melody and worked around it, and showing us a little bit of repeat.
You know what I mean? And just going through the process of what you want to add to it in terms of arrangements, in terms of, you know, production, instrumentation, all that kind of stuff just comes into it, and it just all kind of happens naturally.
Yeah.
I like working with my brother, Scratch Professor.
Yeah, you've worked with him since the beginning.
Since we were young, you know. So we have this kind of symbiotic way of working. Yeah, just kind of like we know how to.
Almost like your brothers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we fight like brothers as well.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always come to that kind of thing. But I think it's just part of the process. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all fun.
Allowing my heart to come around and show you how I feel. Thank you for looking right past all my armor.
I was going to say, acting, you did a bit of acting, didn't you? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you did Enders, but you also came to Crucible and did a show here, We Come and Saw, where you were performing your own tunes.
Right, yeah. My one-man show called Love Song.
Yeah.
So me and the piano, doing a monologue. It was written for me by Che Walker.
That was great.
Oh, thank you, yeah. I'm actually looking to do that again as well, because you get a really good reaction when you do it, you know.
And is acting something you've always been interested in something?
I've dabbled in it, you know what I mean? The Enders, man, that was the blessing, the absolute blessing, because I enjoyed myself so much. I wish I'd kept it longer, but, you know, I'm still grateful for the time I had.
Yeah.
Great cast, just it was so friendly and, you know, really nice.
Good laugh.
What a blessing, man. I mean, he's wearing a three-piece suit, he's driving a Bentley, he's smoking cigars, chatting Sam Mitchell up, and then they end up in a pub playing a piano. So, I mean, that was just, yeah, it was a blessing in disguise. Roger Griffiths showed me the ropes, told me what to do, what not to do, and I give thanks to him as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm always up for doing a little something. You know
yeah.
I mean?
Did you find that transition though? Like, did it come easier than you think?
But I've been doing plays when I was at school.
Right.
I shared the part of the Pirate King in the Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah.
With Max Beasley.
Well, yeah.
We went to school together. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, we shared that.
There's part. Loads of early recordings of you guys together.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah.
And I've noticed he started playing again recently, hasn't he? Making tunes and stuff as well.
We just did a gig at the Ronnie Scott's.
Oh, did you?
As well, yeah. Right. High vibes.
About that, because obviously over the years I've just put most recent ones I've just thought of really Donayo. There's right. a drum and bass tune which I love with Gardner, you just talked about.
Oh god, yeah.
talked about the one with Ronnie Size. Zed Bias, obviously dancing being being a massive tune. Brian Jackson,
yes,
you know, and on a bottle. And I first heard that at We Are Here Festival and I thought, is that Omar on the bottle?
Happy accident. Pete Darqua from BBE. So now we're in the studio in New York. We happen to be there at the same time. I said, come down to the studio. Me not realizing it's Kenny Dope and Louis Vega in the studio. And they start playing the tune. I'm like, you want to sing something? I went, all right, why not?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and that's
really?
How I ended up on the song.
I love that.
See my brother looking like a goner. It's gonna be me, 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 me. Think it's a crime the way time after time after time.
Any personal favourites in terms of your collaborations over the years? I mean, there's been so many. It's obviously a bit of an unfair question, isn't it?
It really is.
Thanks
for posing.
Thanks again. even if it's kind of ones recently.
Oh man, I mean, you know, Stevie's got to be right up there on the top of the pile, you know. Because that was such an experience.
I've heard you tell the story before.
There we go. Right, yeah. So I mean, that bless her, Angie Stone.
Yeah.
Lamont Dozier, David Frank, Leon Ware
yeah.
as well, you know, those collaborations. I mean, Paul Weller just recently.
Yeah, Paul Weller, yeah.
You know,
had you known him for some time? Or
I played percussion for him and Style Council in 89.
Really?
It was my first professional gig.
Really?
Was we toured Japan. And and then I kind of just reconnected with him
that's
a few years back. And he said, yeah, well, you know, we haven't done anything together. Yeah, let's do that. Come to my studio. I'm like, what is this place? And then, he's like, yeah, you can use the studio anytime. Like, so bless him, man. That guy's like the most humblest superstar.
Yeah.
I know.
He always seems to come across like that. Like, he always seems to come across like that. He's kept it real, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's kept it
no
real.
No fuss.
Taking time to straighten
things on my own. Got no plans, I got no dreams. It's a feeling inside. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I find I get a mirror head of my own. Can't nobody pressure
And yeah, this again. This is I've written down loads of unfair questions. I need to rejig this, but right, three best Omar Slow songs. You can't have there's nothing like this. You can't have there's nothing like this.
All right,
go on.
Last Request, Little Boy.
Little Boy. So that's off album two and three, isn't it? Little Boy's on number.
No, Little Boy's on three.
It's on Four Pleasure. Yeah. You made a lot of music, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I always get it wrong. And then and There's Much Love in the World.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
never meant to hurt you. And if it is if my it is last request, request, I'm calling out to you. And I'm holding out my hand for things. Yes, I'm holding out my hand. Yes, I'm holding out my hand. For love, for love, for love, for love, for love, for love, la la la. Yeah.
decide to give her one chance, and you just might find there is some goodness inside. Lonely, yeah, yes. Why you run away from love, little boy? There's nothing wrong with a little love, little boy. Joking, yeah. Hear me, I'm not joking, not joking. I'm not joking, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put aside your pride before it's too late. You might fade away. Be strong, hold on to.
Okay, another three, if you don't mind. Three Omar tracks that perhaps, you know, people don't know him quite so well as they should, but you're like, okay, that's one of my strongest.
Off the top of my head, Deja Vu with Mayra Andrade.
Deja Vu with, yeah, Mayra Andrade.
Yeah.
On the basis of that song, one of friend of mine, dear friend who unfortunately departed last year, he was so in love with that track.
Right.
He drove down from Sheffield to London on a Tuesday night to go and see her live.
She's amazing. Yeah. Absolutely. And the way that track came about as well, because I'm in the flat with her and she's cooking, and I just got this new piece of software which has got the,
yes,
and on that bass it's just like while she's cooking I'm making this music as well, and we just made this music together.
Amazing.
And it just came together and in Paris as well.
Yeah. it's such a beautiful song. Yeah. So Deja Vu, I'm with you on, okay, that.
Around your tune, like I've heard your melody before. Did we have a rendezvous in my dreams? I've seen your face many times before. Don't tell me coincidence. My feelings know, all the time we spend. Wanna be around your song like a carousel that's spinning free. Have we met with the view to make the whole and be much more than a memory?
Ton regard est familier, vraiment. S'est-on déjà rencontré avant? Je devine tous ces recoins cachés, un parfum d'histoire abandonnée.
My feelings don't know all the time we spend. Only wanna be around your song like a carousel that's spinning free. Have we met with a view to make love and be much more than a memory? Yeah.
Okay, go on. And then say High Heels, which is on. Wait, I know this one. I think that's on The Man.
The Man, yeah.
I'm telling you, okay. It's too much. Yeah, because that's got its. It's kind of got a rock quality, but it's rock and jazz
yeah.
to it. But I just. And it took me so long to get that top line.
Yeah.
Ralph Zitzman is the guy that sent it to me, his quartet. And it took me 3 years until I got the hook, until I got the melody for it. But once I got it, man, it was like, that's the one. You know what I mean?
Kiss It Right. That's alright. I'm gonna get this one. Best by far album, isn't it?
There you go.
Okay. I'm doing alright, aren't I? I'm mugged up. No.
You're doing better than me.
So yep. Kiss It Right. Okay, we'll give him a play.